Kufyudzain. Two dots. Tana Rabbonin. Kol Shirois Bishizbochois. Shoma David Bisefer Tehillim. It's all the time it says in Sefer Tehillim, Aloshin Asiros Bishizbochois. Is Reb Lezer Weimer Kineged Atzma Yomun. David HaMelech said it about himself. Like he was giving back thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. A personal thanks. Reb Yeshua Weimer Kineged Tzibur Omron. It was said Kineged Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Klal Yisrael, and he was thanking back now something that was done for the Tzarech of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So Rashbam here says, Knesset Yisrael, Shenisnabu Agulusan Vispalal Aleim. As David was talking about, he said in the Vua that there would be a Gula, they will be freed, and he gave Tfilah, he was Mispalal, for the Gula to come. The Chomar Mechom say, it depends. Yesh Mehem Kineget Tzibur, some of the Tfilahs and Tilim were said for Tzarech Klal Yisrael, Yesh Mehem Kineget Atzmon, some of the Tfilahs were said for the sake of David HaMelech. So how do you know? If it was said in the Loshin Yochid is going on David HaMelech, what happened to him? If it's said over in Loshin Rabbim, then we say it's saying the Tefillah thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's going to do for Klal Yisrael, the Tefillah for Klal Yisrael, but how to do with Klal Yisrael. Whenever it says in Tehillim a Loshin from Nitzuch or Nigun is Losid Lovoi. David HaMelech is talking about something that's going to be Losid Lovoi. Rashbam says, Nigun v'nitzach losad lovoi, komokim shinema nitzuach lamanatzeach ben ginois, is loosid. It's talking about what? Lovoihu, losad lovoihu, it's talking about what's going to happen. V'loi yodana heichi mashram, Rashbam says, I don't know exactly how we know this, halilochi abikimhu. That's the way he was makabel from his Rebbe like that. The Reverend Tillum, it says loshin of lamanatzeach, and v'nigun is going on losad lovoi. What about maskil? Whenever it says loshin maskil on Tillum, Ayidei Turgman is talking about Ayidei Turgman. That is, David gave it over to a Turgman to say it. That is, Rashbam says, last line, Ayidei Turgman, who Aimer, the Echod Mashmiel Rabin, Vainu Maskiel Leuchish the Turgman. He said it over to the interpreter, and the interpreter said it over to everybody else. That's Lashon of Maskiel means, I'm giving it over to the interpreter, and he'll say it to everybody else. Le David Mizmor, whenever it says in the Tillim, Le David Mizmor, Malam, it comes to teach us, that first the Shechina came down to David HaMelech, the Yachakach HaMashira, and then he said Shira. But Rashbam said the top Rashbam, LeDavid Mizmor, Mashma Tchilo Hoya LeDavid Ruach HaKadosh. First David had his Ruach HaKadosh, the Yachakach Mizmor, and then he said the Shir. What about when it says in Tehillim, Mizmor LeDavid? First it says the word Mizmor, then it says LeDavid. That mizmor, the pshat was, first he had to say the shira, and after that he was zeichet to get Ruach HaKodesh. Mizmor l'David, says Rashbam, mashma mitoicha mizmor bo shchina l'David. Because of this mizmor, that's why he got the shchina of l'David. L'lam d'cho, to teach us, shein ha-shchina shura, loy mitoich atklos, that the shchina does not come down upon a person.
Anybody that's parked in the alley.
The Shechina does not come mitech atlus. Somebody's feeling bad or somebody's lazy. Not stam from laughter. Stam from not being serious. And not from stam speaking dvar metalim. That won't bring the Shechina. Elo mitech dvar simcha shamitzvah. Now what will bring the Shechina is if somebody has to be happy. But what type of simcha? Simcha shamitzvah. You feel happy doing mitzvahs, that type of a simcha, if a person is happy, he's doing mitzvahs, that will bring the Shechina to come about him. Here also, first David went to say Shira to Hashem, he said a mizmor, and from that he was zeichet to get the Shechina. Rashbam says, Simcha shal mitzvah, ki hach like with Sunchi. So the more brings down a posik, Shenem on a posik says, V'yata chuli menagin, bring me my harp, V'hoya kenagin ha-menagin, V'ti olav yad Hashem. When the harp was playing, he had the music, it was a good mood, then it came the Yad Hashem, then the Shechina came down to him. So Shbam says, Helam Lecho Mikan, Mit Mikan Atalomat, V'gam Mi Posek Achar, Mo'echiya, Shenem Abiyat Chuli Menagin, Tatsim Chesha Mitzvah, Ki Yach Chuli Menagin, Shoyim Eschavein, Shetishmol HaShechina. The reason why David had the harp play was to be besimcha that the Shechina should come down to him. So he was besimcha shel mitzvah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing before you go to learn Torah, l'dvar halacha, you're supposed to learn Gemara, learn Torah, besimcha, to be happy. Amar Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chaloyim toiv. The same thing, if a person wants to have a good dream, if you go to sleep in a happy mood, you'll have a good dream. V'shbam v'chein l'chaloyim, im ho'lach lishem, v'teich simcha, somebody goes to sleep, when he's happy, is royeh chaloyim toiv. He'll see a good dream. Shredding Mora Eini, it's not like that. That you just said what v'chein l'dvar halacha. When you go to learn Torah, you have to learn b'simcha. I've omarav yud lomarav. Kol talmud chacham hayesh lefnei rabbi. Any talmud chacham that sits in front of his rebbe. The ain siv soisov nois fois mar. And his lips are not like shivering. He's not like scared. Tichvenu, he'll be bad for him. Be a klala for him. He'll be shivered up. Shenema siv soisov sheshanim nois fois marover. Like shesaisov his lips. Sheshanim are like flowers. Night face and was moreover. It was like shaking with moreover. So we dash in Al Tikri Shoshanim. Don't read it. Shoshanim means like lilies. Ella Shoshanim. Ella Shoshanim means people that are learning Torah. And Al Tikri moreover, Ella Marover. It means someone that's learning Torah in front of his Rebbe, he has to be like scared. He has to have aim a yira. So Chorot Sestira. Before it was saying he's supposed to learn but Torah Simcha. And here it says he's supposed to learn but Torah a little bit yira. He's supposed to be afraid. So Marantz is Lakasha. One is going on the Rebbe, one is going on the Talmud. Rashbam says, the Rebbe, when he's given his shir, he has to give it b'terech simcha. But shaking the Talmud, he has to sit there and have awe, have fear from his Rebbe. The boy is saying, another Torah says, I'll tell you no. Both go upon the Rebbe. That one time he's happy, one time he has to be b'yira. V'lei kasha. Ho mekame de posach. Before the Rebbe starts saying the shir, then he's supposed to be the simcha. For ho lebosa the posach. But after he starts saying the shir, then he has to say it very seriously with Ema, with Yira, like he's learning Hashem Torah. Ki ho de rabba, like rabba. Mikame de posach lula rabbonon. Before he used to give a shir to learn with the rabbonin, oma milsa de bechusa. He used to say a joke like, obotchi rabbonon. He used to put the rabbonin into a good mood. He used to like laugh. Ulib saif. Then he went to give his shir, Yosef b'emso. He sat down there with Ema, with Yira, was afraid. Opostach b'shmaita. Then he started to learn. So both the remis. Supposed to start off being in a good mood, but then b'shas the learning, you have to learn b'ema of Yira, just like Torah was given by Hasina b'ema of Yira. That's why we have to learn Torah also. Tana Rabbonin. Halo ze miyomu. We had before like halo that we say, who made up halo? Is Rabbi Lezer Weime Moshe v'Yisrael Amruha. Moshe and Klai Yisrael were the first one to say Halil. B'shor Shom Do'al Ayom. After the Kriyas Yamsev, he's not only did they say Oz Yashir, that's Pshat that they said Oz Yashir, but they also said Halil then. What's Pshat? Hey Marmu, they said, Klai Yisrael said, Lo'lonu Hashem Lo'lonu. That means, don't do it for our sake. Either the Pshat is, we're not Zeichel, don't make the Yeshua, don't save us only because of us, like we don't deserve it. So Meshiv Ruach HaKodesh HaKodesh Baruch Hu answered back to them, V'yomru lehem, Lemani Lemani Yese, Enachnami, I'm not doing this for your sake. I'm doing it for my own sake. It was really could be for your sake, Klai Yisrael didn't have enough chusim to have the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That Hashem is doing it, Lemani Lemani, for my sake. Rashi Shomdu, Shomdu Alayam, Rashbam, L'yachas Shavu, after they went over the Yam, to the Siv, Hayom Rov HaYonis, V'ispalalu, and then Klai Yisrael made a tefillah, the Rashbam learns, Loilonu, I mean, this shouldn't happen to us. Penyava paro v'chelu l'achrayim. They were afraid maybe the paro would come after them yet. So there was a tefillah like, don't let it happen to us, don't let paro come after us. Ultimately, Masha says the pshat, Loilonu means that Klai Yisrael is saying, don't do it because of our sake, like we don't deserve it. And Hashem answers back, Enechnan, I'm not doing it for your sake, but Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. Hashem wants it for himself, Klai Yisrael. He says, no, not that Moshe and Yisrael said it, but rather Yeshua and Klai Yisrael said it. When Malchai Kenan went to fight Kenegadim, hey Mamru, they said to Hashem, like Loilonu, like save us, but not for our sake, we don't have enough schusim, save us for your sake. Well, may Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu enter back. Enechanami. Lamani, lamani. I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Loza Hamoidoy Oimer, Devoira Ubaraka Ruah. They were the ones to say Hallel. Bishor Shomad Aleim Sisroi. Hey, Marmu, they said to Hashem, Lelonu, we don't deserve it. Baruch HaKadosh Meshiva, and HaKadosh Baruch, we answered back, V'yoymer Eslem, Lamani, Lamani, yes, I'm doing it for my own sake. We have Lezer ben Azayi, Weiner, Chizkiya, V'sayoso Yamrua. It was Chizkiya that was first one. I know it means close, the first one, but he also was the one to say Hallel. V'yishor, Shomad Aleim, Sancheriv. Sancheriv came to fight Keneged them. Is Hey, Marmu, they said, Lelonu. We don't deserve it, Hashem. And Meshiv Hashem said, "Echnami l'man l'man." I'm doing for my own sake. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Chananya, Mishael, V'Azaria, Amru. They were the ones to say hello. V'Yishor, Shom Adalem, Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. Is Hey, Marmu? They said, "Lelonu." Like save us, but not for our sake. Or Meshiv Hashem answered back, "Echnami l'lonu." It's not for your sake, but I'm doing it l'mani for my own sake. We have Yesi Aglili Oimer, Mordechai V'Yester Amrua. They were the ones to say hello. V'Shor Sh'omad Aleim Homan Arosha. Is Hey Marmu, they said to Hashem, save us, Abalelonu, not for our own sake, or else don't let all these sorrows come upon us. Or Meshiv Hashem, it's a back, Echanami, Laman, Laman, for my own sake I'll save you. V'Hachom Marmu Nechom say though, no, it wasn't like these people were Masak and Hallel, rather Nevi'im Shebineim Tiknu. It was the Takonis from the Nevi'im to say hallo. When was the Takonah? When would they say we should say Hallel? Tiknu lem liYisrael shiyoyimrim oisoi. They should say Hallel. I'll call Perak or Perak. I'll call Torah v'Torah. Any special time that bad things happen to Klai Yisrael, shloi tov aleim liYisrael. It's like a moshos, like a loshin, like it was a tefillah that the Torah should not come upon us. And even after the Torah came upon us, now we're saying the Shvach Oidor. We're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the fact that Hashem saved us. And when we were saved, we say Al Gulosan. The fact we were saved from the Torah, then we say back Hallel. So Pashtun means that the Kohen was after the Nisim happened, we were saved, then we go and say Hallel back to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like by Chanukah and by Purim. Omer Rav Chisda, Halleluka Soif Pirka. Whenever in Tilim it says the word Halleluka, it's the end of the Perek. It's not the beginning of the next Perek. It's the end of the first parak. It will soon see there are a lot of parashas in Tehillim. It's a suffix. Really, we hold it's the beginning of the new parak. The Halukah is the beginning of the new parak. What's the smach like you say? The Chizdols know it's the end of the old parak. Rabba Barafuna Omar Halukah Reish Pirka. Hey, Halukah is the beginning of the new parak. Some Rav Chizda. The Chizda said, Chazinahu Latila Devei Rav Chonin Barav. I found the Tehillim that was in the times of Rav Chonin Barav. The Yechsiv Behu, Halleluka B'Yemtza Pirkum. He had Halleluka in the middle, like there was a stopping before it and a stopping after it. Alma, what do we see? Misafkle, he had a suffix, where does this word Halleluka belong? Is it the end of the last parak, or is it the beginning of the new parak? Therefore, we put it right in the middle. So Ashbam says, Halleluka Reish Pirka. Kula Hanach to say for Tilim. We're talking about the Hallelukas you find in Tilim. Now, Shein Boy Kim Achas Lavadai. In a case, we only have one we're talking about. Bein perik leperik, in between one to another. Avamokam shiyei shnei pomim, Halleluka, when it has two times Halleluka, like we have in Pesukah de Zimra, everyone like Halleluka, then it says Halleluka, Pshita, the first one is the end of the last one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. As when you have two, then there's no Sofi. One is the end of the old one, and the second one is the beginning of the new one. Our machlokes here is, we only have one Halleluka. Yeah. Like the Moshe, the end of the pittle of Tilo Ledovid. In Tilum it ends, Tilo Hashem Davafid Baruch Hu V'Sosh Hashem Goshed Olam Voed. That's where it ends. Then the next kapitel is Halleluka Ali Narshi. So the shadow of this Halleluka, is it the end of Vivorach Hu V'Sosh Hashem Goshed Olam Voed? Then Halleluka, period. Or else, no, the next one says, no, like we have it, Halleluka is the beginning of the next parak. So that's the Smachloikis, Rav Chizda and Rabba Baruch Huna. And Rav Chizda says it's the end, and Rabbi Chana says it's the beginning of the new parak. And so we hold like Rabbi Baruch Huna, that it's always the beginning of the new parak. Ma'amar Rav Chana bar Rava, Hakel Moedim, everybody's Moedim. V'tilas Hashem yidabet pi v'vorach kabos Hashem kodesh olam voed. Then it says Halleluka, debasrei, as reish pirka. Here everybody's masculine like we have it. The Halleluka is the beginning of the next parak, not the end of Ashrei. What about the pasuk that says Rosho Yira Vechoas Shinov Yirchak Venomas Tavas Veshoyim Toivet Haluka? It says Haluka is also the Basrei Resh Pirka. Here also everybody's masking that this last word Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. Here there's no machlokes. Another pasuk in Tehillim is Veshoyim Dimaveis Hashem Haluka the Basrei Resh Pirka. There also everybody's masking this Haluka is from the next kapitel already. Kroi Moisifin. So Rashbam says Kroi Moisifin means Balei Mikra Moisifin Alelu. So the people that darshan the psukim are Moisif other psukim also. They're what? The pasuk says Minacha Baderach Yishta Keim Yoram Roish Haluka the Basra Reish Pirka. This word Haluka, that's the beginning of the next kapitel of Tehillim. Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichatav B'chol Asayim Haluka. Then the pasuk says the words Haluka is the Basra Reish Pirka. This last Haluka is pshit as the beginning of the next parak. That this one's Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichatav B'chol Asayim ends, and then Haluka is the beginning of the next parak. So the Mar Lachura, but so where's the Machlokes Rabban Rab Chana? But it says b'other kapitel in Tehillim when it has Haluka and these Eifanim at the end, is this Haluka the end of the last parsha or is it the beginning of the next parsha? Yeah. So Masal Tanoi. Let's say this is the Machlokes Tanoim. If the Haluka is the beginning of the old one, at the end of the old kapitel, or the beginning of the new one. So what's the machlokes? We have in our Mishnah, ad heichinu weimer. We have, by the after, before they start the Suda, we say halum, we make the bracha, and we say, two kapitlach of halum. So the machlokes, how many do we say? In ad heichinu weimer, beishama yermim ad eim habarim smecha. That's all. According to beishama, you only say one kapitel of halum. Just the haluluka, that's all. We end off right away, mashiva keras abayis eim habarim smecha. Smecha, you stop there. Well, Beisilah and Beisilah says, no, we also say Beis Yisrael, Pesach by night before the Suda, Ad Chalomish Lamay Noimoyim. That's where we end, like we do. But Tan Yidach, another Bryce said like this, Ad Heichinu Weimer, until how much of Hallel do we say before the Suda Pesach by night? Beishamay Ermim Ad Beis Yisrael Mitzrayim. We say up until Beis Yisrael. Well, Beisilah Ermim Ad Lelonu Hashem Lelonu. That's how long we say. Now, the Nafka Minra, the second Girsa says that Beishamai says in Tuwea, Ad Betzeis Yisrael. The first Girsa was, how far do we say, Ad Eim HaBonim Semecha. Now, in Kapitlet Tehillim we have is, Eim HaBonim Semecha Haleluka Betzeis Yisrael. So, Chura, that's Kufas Machloik, is this word Haleluka, where does it go? Is Haleluka the end of the last Kapitel, like we have it, or is Haleluka the beginning of the new Kapitel? So, that's the Machloik, Gemara says. Man, my la bokeh miflugi. This is the machlokes here. Leman diyoma ad eim habonim semecha. Our gears that it says what? Beishamai says, you say until eim habonim semecha means tzava haleluka reish pirka. That this word haleluka is the beginning of Betzeis Yisrael. Until it should be haleluka Betzeis Yisrael. That's what he holds. Leman diyoma ad Betzeis Yisrael. The man Yom that says no, Beishamai says we say up until Betzeis Yisrael means including Haleluka, the way we have it. Sover Haleluka, say Pirka. But the Pesach Meshivi Akeras Abayis, Eim Abonim Semecha Haleluka, the Haleluka is the end of this last kapitel, the way we say it. So, Chur, that's this Machlekis. The Machlekis is Beishamai says you say the first kapitel. Do you say only until Eim Abonim Semecha, period? Because Haleluka is part of the next kapitel. Or do you say no Haleluka also because that's part of the first one, up until Betzeis Yisrael? So, Kuru, that's the Machlokes Tanoim here. Tomorrow says no. Rav Chisda Mataras Lataimeh, Rav Chisda will answer according to his way of learning, that the Kula Yalma Savri Haleluka Soif Pirka. Everybody holds that Haleluka is the end of this first capital, the way we say it. That Eim Abarim Semech Haleluka. The man di Yomad Betzeis Yisrael Shaper. That gear says very good. The Shammai says you say up until Betzeis Yisrael means including Haleluka, we also say. But the other Gersa that said, Beishamai only says the first kapitel, Ad Eim Abarim Semecha, Ad Biyad Bichlal. There's really no machlokes. He's also made the yad to say Haleluka. No, he's just saying Ad, including Haleluka also. For the Gemara, that's a Shverak Teres though. For the name of Ad Haleluka, if that's what he meant to say, Ad Eim Abarim Semecha, up until there, means including Haleluka, so he should have said that, he should have said Ad Haleluka. That's what he should have said. And then I would say it's including Haleluka also. Since he only says Ad, Eim Abarim Semech L'churot Smashma, that's the end of the kapitel, and Haleluka is the beginning of the next kapitel. Fred Gemara, the chi time, if you would tell, maybe you would say like this, Tlayadinon, hi haluka. If it would have just said, ad haluka, I wouldn't know to which haluka it means. Maybe it means, until the end of Hashem Zachan Yivorach, Yivorach is Beis Yisrael, it also went there, Vanach Nivorach Kom, Yatov Yadalom, haluka. So maybe it means ad haluka. That's why I couldn't just say ad haluka, but I'd say ad eim abarim smecha, to mean the end of the first capital. But he also, zikha means haluka also. Fred Gemara Nane, he should have said like this, the name of haluka shall eim abarim smecha. He should have said, you say ad, haluka of eim abarim smecha. That's what he should have said. So what says kasha? Talk a little bit of a kasha according to Rav Chisda. But it's not a real tiyufta on Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is right, that avada haluka goes on the parsha before. Why didn't he say it? Because if he would have just said ad haluka, I would think maybe another kapitel later. I let him say haluka shall eim abarim smecha, maybe that's too long to say it. So Mari asked for a question, but it's not a tiyufta, you're not up to shtog in Rav Chisda. But that's what Rav Chisda learns, that haluka goes on the pasuk, the parsha before. Rabba Barafuna Matarasatami, he answered the way he learns, that the Kula Yal, everybody holds haluka Reish Pirkun. No, haluka is the beginning of the new parak. Haluka Betsayis Yisomim Yisroim, we should say it. So Man Diyoma Ad Eim HaBarim Smecha Shapir. The one that says, according to Beishama, you only say the first capital, Ad Eim HaBarim Smecha, it's very good, because that's where the capital ends. The word haluka is the beginning of the next capital. And according to Beishamai, you only have to say the first capital, so it's good. No, Oman di Yom Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael, but it's Shver. Man even says, Beishamai says you say up until B'Tzeis Yisrael. But why do you have to say haluka? According to Rabbah, haluka is from the first Pasha. And haluka is first and the second one. Haluka is from B'Tzeis Yisrael. So why do you have to say it? Sovri holds like this, Ad V'Layad V'Chlau. It means Ad B'Tzeis Yisrael, but not including. So it's not including haluka either. For the Gemara, I believe the name ad haluka. He should have said better. He should have said you say up until ad haluka, and then you can tell me haluka is not included. The chitaim, if you tell me to lo yadinan hi haluka, if he would have just said ad haluka, I wouldn't know to which one. Maybe for the next one, Hashem Tzachron Yivorach. Maybe there, Vanach Nivorach Tom. Yatzav Ben Alam haluka. Maybe there is going on. So maybe that's why you had to say b'seis Yisrael. The name of Fatima, no, he should have said better. Ad haluka asher b'tzeis Yisrael. He should have said up until the haluka of b'tzeis Yisrael. As according to Rabbah Bar Rav Huna, the capital starts off with haluka b'tzeis Yisrael. So Tana should have said up until haluka b'tzeis Yisrael. Markash, let's talk a little bit kasha. Tana Tiyuftu again, because he didn't want to say so long of ad haluka b'tzeis Yisrael. He would rather just say ad b'tzeis Yisrael. Why didn't he say the word haluka alone? Because you wouldn't know which haluka. But to say these three words, that's too much already. Therefore, rather just says ad b'tzeis Yisrael, and that's enough. So it's a little of a kasha, but not a tiyufta. The way we hold is, we hold like Rav Chisda, that haluka is the end of the last parsha. Like we have it. Eim abarim semecha haluka. Then the Mishnah says, v'choysim begula. He's Pesach by night by the Agoda. After we say this first two kapitlach of halal, according to Beis Hillel, then we make a bracha. We say, Gual Yisrael. V'choysim begula. Omar Rabba. So Rabba says, Kriyashma v'halal, when we say Kriyashma, the birchas of Kriyashma, the bracha achrona we say by Marav in the morning, Gual Yisrael. Who are then by halal? By Pesach by night, we have to say the bracha, Gual Yisrael. The nusach is Gual Yisrael. That's the way we're supposed to say it, the way we say it. Before Shema Netzri, we say, Gual Yisrael. The Rishpam says, Kriyashma, Birchas Gula Sha'acha Kriyashma. Not that we say the bracha, the last bracha after the bracha after Kriyashma, Gual Yisrael, the Nusach is Gual Yisrael. Who are then Bahalil? Shalarvei Psochim, Shechaisim Gual Yisrael Krebekiva, the Masnitzin, Shemesapim Meshabech Al Gulas Yisrael Shavro. The title of Gual Yisrael is we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He already made the Gula, that He took us out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's His Lashon Gual Yisrael, your Lashon Ovar. It happened already. That You took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what we say by right before Shemon Esrei, and that's the bracha Pesach B'Nai, Gual Yisrael. What about Tetzlusa? Well, we say in Shemon Esrei, the bracha of Gual Yisrael, we say Reino V'Anyenu, say Gogoy Achoz Agota, Baruch Ato Hashem. Here we say Goel Yisrael. We don't say Goel Yisrael. We say Goel Yisrael Loshen Osid. So tomorrow, Letzlusa in Davening, we say Goel Yisrael. So Rashbam says, Letzlusa Goel Yisrael, Shonu Mespal Lamal Osid. Goel Yisrael means Hashem will redeem Klal Yisrael. As Yimayisa Mashiach. We're Mespal for the future. Tomorrow says, my time, why? The Rach Meninu.
Because davening is rachmanis, we're asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, like, bring the Gula Shleim already. It passed the daven for the future. Mashenkin Halal and Gla Yisrael, that's about the Shvach, was Tam praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he already did to us. Omar Rebbe Zeira, the Kiddusha, when we say Kiddush by every Friday night, Kiddush, we say Loshen Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivonu. We say Kiddushanu like he was already Mikadishos. Tetzlusa, how do we say the Nusach in Shmonesrei by Friday night, by Shabbos, or any Tefillah of Shabbos, we say Kaddishenu b'mitzvaysecha. A Loshen Oser Hashem should be Mikadishos doing his mitzvahs. His Kiddush, we say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav. He was already, he did it already. He already gave us Kiddusha. And in Dan Shmonesrei by Shabbos, we say, Kaddishenu b'mitzvaysecha. You should give us Kiddusha. My time, again, the same thing, the Rachmaninu. Like in Shmonesrei, we're asking from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So pass the Davman to Hashem. Hashem, please give us more Kiddusha-like. So Rashbam, the Kiddusha b'kiddushanu. Toi dohi al shavar. His time thanking Hashem in Kiddush that he already gave us Kiddusha. Titzlusa, we say Kaddishenu. Lefishanu oimrim. Oisa b'yemtza tefila. Royally oimrim b'loshem b'kosha. The pastor say loshem b'kosha. Even though usually on Shabbos we don't ask for b'koshas. But why says here at past, since we're saying anyway Kaddishenu b'mitzvah sechem, it passed the ready to say loshin Kaddishenu, loshin osid. Right. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov. V'tzorech she'yaskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim. Halacha, that when you make Kiddush Friday night and Shabbos, in Kiddush you have to mention Zechel yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Why? Ksiv Hochag says here, L'man tiskios yoyim tzeschel yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to remember yitzias Mitzrayim. Ksiv Hossam, it says by the post, we learn how to make Kiddush, Zochor es yoyim ha-Shabbos ha-Kaddushay. So it's Gzeir Shavah. That just like by Shabbos, there's a mitzvah essay, to remember Shabbos means to make Kiddush. So the Gzeirah Shavah, that when you make Kiddush, you also have to mention the pasuk before that says, L'man tizkru asyem seischam. You have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Zoi held, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So Shvam says like this, Tzorech sheyaski Yetzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayoyim. Bein b'kois, when you make Kiddush on the kois of Yayin. Bein b'tfilah, whether you say it in tfilah. Shel Shabbos, the Gzeirah Shavah. By Shabbos is a Gzeirah Shavah here. The Pesach. Over Shama Wadim Baba Matzin Pesach. Another Yom Tovim, you learn it out from Pesach. Just like the Pesach is Inyan of Zechat Yetz Mitzrayim, who had another Yom Tovim also. But I call upon him by Shabbos, you have this Gzeirah Shavah, that you're supposed to mention in Kiddush, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now the Rashbam has the gears that says, Bein Betfilah. And davening also Shmonesrei, vice versa in the Rashbam Shmonesrei, by Friday night he also had someplace Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And our tefillah we don't have it. And our davening, and our Shmonesrei, we don't mention anything about Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're talking about by Yechulu, about my Sabrashis, and then we said Nuchasen, Sabinu Tovecha, Sabinu Tovecha, but we don't mention anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So in the Sant Mashma, the Rashbam had and then Nusach HaTfilah, they did say it. Now this is a big shaila, a big tumult that Achareinu mask upon the Mogen Avraham Shita. The famous Mogen Avraham Shita that holds that when we daven Shmonesrei in Shul, we yotze mitzvahs Kiddush Midiraisa. Because he learns that Kiddush Midiraisa, the apostle just says, Zochras Yom HaShabbos, you have to speak out, say, Mekadesh, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You're speaking about Kedushas HaShabbos, that's the key of the mitzvah Kiddush. That's that we have to have a kais, make it ala kais, that's only midirabonin. That's an asmacht, we say, Zachrei, wala yayin, you're supposed to make Kiddush al hayayin. That's only midirabonin. Midirais, you don't have to use yayin. Midirais is enough just I'm speaking out Kiddush. So the Mogen Avraham says, when you're daven in shul, you're mekayim mitzvahs Kiddush midiraisam. Therefore, he says, Chapsen af kemino, that lu yitzu, you come home, and you want to be mitzvah other people The other people that didn't daven yet, the wife, it's a problem a little bit then. Because they have a chiv midiraisa, and you already were makani mitzvah midiraisa. But as Arvis, it would be good. Chaps Naf Kamini once say, a child, he once say, that if a child could make Kiddush for his father, if his father already davened in shul. Because his father davened in shul, then he did already the mitzvah midiraisa of Kiddush. When he comes home to make Kiddush halakos, it's only midirabonim. So in the rabbonins, if you have a son that's a gila chinuch, your son can be mitzvah you. That's the way the Magen Avraham holds. So the Achrayim, the Master Kasha, the Mogen Avraham from this Gemara, that here Rabba Bashelis, that Rabba.